I'm Devon.
And I'm Clay.
Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
In the United States, it's something called Father's Day.
Yeah, it's the day nobody cares about.
Nobody cares.
No. It's like worse than Black History Month. It's just like nobody cares. Like, you know, it's like only the people. It's like Black History Month. Like only the people that are like in it care about it. Like everybody else, like the dads care, but like nobody else really cares about it. Yeah,
and dads probably care enough. They only care just to go buy new gear. Is that why?
Yes. They're probably looking forward to like. Because they're not going to plan anything for us. Mm-mm. It's like, there's going to be no fuss. Like, there's Mother's Day, you can't get a reservation. Mm-mm. Father's Day, you can walk in anywhere and get a seat. Like, mm-hmm. It's like...
5 minutes notice? No problem.
No problem. No, you can just walk in. You don't even need to give any notice. There's nowhere is booked solid today.
They're actually begging you to stay. Please.
Please stay. Yeah, please, come in. Please. Yeah, and we don't want to have a barbecue and be on the grill. Mm-hmm. You know. Because they'll just justify it by saying, oh, but you like to grill. Mm-hmm. So, like, we don't want to cook on our day, you know. But we've accepted the lesser of the two days. But, you know, not everything is fair. I guess men get the benefit from most other things in life. We mm-hmm. take the short end of the stick for Father's Day. You know? We'll be marginalized for Father's Day. Women are marginalized for the rest of the year.
So. Yeah, we'll take it.
We'll take it.
It's a little inconvenience. We'll take it.
We're dads. That's what we do. That's what we do. But today, so I guess I'll give a little bit of dad advice since mm-hmm. it's Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think they call it Poppy advice. Hey, listen to Poppy people.
Yeah, I think Poppy has like a whole other connotation. I've given different kinds of advice. not for this podcast. It's for the other one that comes on at midnight. and I changed my voice up. Put on the silky voice. Listen to Poppy. Yeah. No, but seriously, folks. No, I just wanted to talk about, you know, a lot of people, like the latest and greatest camera and gear is coming out faster and faster just because of the way technology works. So, you know, it used to be, you know, every 2-3 years, then it went to every year. Now we're seeing stuff in 6 months. So, you know, technology is moving faster because technology is getting faster, and that's just the way things work. Mm-hmm. But camera gear has gotten really, really good to the point where it's very hard to tell the difference between, you know, the prosumer and the top of the line camera doing like a blind test.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you're using Profoto lights, so you're using Godox lights. Yes, they have differences, but in a blind test, can you tell the difference?
Right.
Probably no. You know,
pretty much.
And this has been going on since the film days of, you know, taking pictures and putting them side by side, and people trying to pick which one was the Leica and which one was the Fuji. People can't figure out the difference. And all that goes to say is it really comes down to the photographer, and it really comes down to your skill set. And instead of buying new gear, work on your skills. And I think that's the thing. We live in the age of if it doesn't work, throw it out and find another one. And that process just keeps repeating. People looking for the best. Like you, when you buy it, you think it's great. It's like you get a new phone, you think it's great. 3 months later, it's just like your old phone. Yeah. You know, it's giving you it's pretty much performing the same. But you know, when you got it, you thought it was great, but it wasn't really great. It was just different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and this is not to say that you should never upgrade, but the upgrade process should be, I've gotten to the maximum of what this can do. Like you take, you do lunar photography. There's a difference between, you know, shooting with a micro four thirds. And if you were shooting with, you know, a full frame, but you bought the same equivalent lens, which would cost you way more money to get that kind of magnification. But, you know, if you could afford it, yeah, it's a definite upgrade and you're going to see a difference in your lunar photography. But your lunar photography is already really good. It's not like, you know, like I see your pictures and it's not like you're posting like these blurry pictures of the moon. And it's like, you know, so yes, after you get to a certain point and you're like, hey, I've maximized this, you know, if it was a car and you're like, hey, this, the maximum this car can go is 100 miles an hour. I need something that goes 125. Yes, upgrade. But if you're only driving this car at 75 miles an hour, and you're like, yeah, it's not fast enough. You know?
You just so want you skills get something, enough to push it to the 100.
Right. And then you get something that can go 200 miles an hour, but you're still driving this at 75 because once you hit 76, you hit the brakes. You know? So it's more about increasing your skills and figuring out what your strengths and weaknesses and assessing what you're doing wrong and not necessarily what the gear is doing wrong. Because they all can pretty much do the same things at this point. It's just different ways to get around it. Yeah. So, you know, just take an assessment of your skill set before you go out and buy the latest and greatest. Because the other thing is you need to learn the gear that you're using in order to maximize what this gear can do. And I'm always amazed, like I do workshops and stuff and I see people and they have the latest and greatest 10,000 megapixel camera. And then, you know, I'm shooting with a little Sony crop sensor and, you know, you look at the images at the end of the day and it's just, it's not the camera, it's your skill set.
Yes.
You know, and their pictures don't look good. You can't blame it on the camera. When we're all shooting the same thing, we all had the same lighting, we all had the same limitations. You know, when you're comparing apples to apples, it's not the camera at that point, it's the skill set. So, you know, just work on the basics, work on the fundamentals, study a little bit. You know, don't just watch fight videos on YouTube. or the latest dance, like, you know, just take some time to work on the craft. And, you know, from there, I just want to segue into, you know, the thing with photography and art in general is sometimes you just have to question your motivation and ask the question why and figure out why you're doing or why you want to do what you're doing. You know, and I can, like I tell people all the time, like I look at photographers' pictures and I can see their motivation, especially when shooting women.
You know? So, sadly true.
Yeah, like the focus point is always the inner thigh or the chest, you know. They could care less about the shooting portraits, the pose, as long as the pose exposes what they wanted to expose. As long as they have in focus what they want in focus, like they're not looking at expression, they're not looking at, you know, whatever parts of the body that they're not interested in. And, you know, this is evident also in when you see these pictures in user groups and online, you know, it's not necessarily great photography. It's like you just like what you're looking at.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, yeah, if I'm hungry and you show me a picture of food, like, yeah, I've never seen a bad picture of a red velvet cake. Never. They all look awesome to me. So, you know, people who shoot, you know, what I like to call eye candy, you know, a lot of times it's not necessarily about skill. in that's making a great picture. It's more about I'm motivated to show people stuff that they would want. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of photographers who get a lot of props and they're amazing. It's like sometimes the photography is okay. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's what they're shooting.
Yeah.
That gets it's people motivated. It's a good distraction. And I think it's the motivation.
Yeah.
And I think people see that and they're like, I want to do photography too.
Right.
You know, you don't want to do photography. You want to be around those type of women.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, and people who shoot celebrities, it's like, you know, if you get into it and you're like, that's what I want to do. Do you want to do photography or do you want to try to be around celebrities and be around that lifestyle?
Right.
Or people who used, when nightlife photography was big, it's like, do you want to be able to like go into all the clubs for free? Or are you really into photography?
Right.
So, you know, and there's no right or wrong answer to this. It's just, you need to know your motivation,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what you're doing. Because if you're saying like, I want to do photography and that's what you're telling yourself, but your real motivation is I want to try to shoot and be around pretty women. Yeah. Then that there's a whole different level of thing. Like when I got into photography, I wanted to do fashion. Like mm-hmm. I thought the dude, every time I saw like fashion shoots, it looked like, oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, I wanted to be the dude dressed in all black. Like I thought that's who I wanted to be. And then I started shooting fashion. I was like, oh, no, this is not me at all. This is not my crowd. This is not my craft. This is not what motivates me. It's not inspiring. It looked really cool, but, you know, nah.
And the fact that you're honest with yourself is really what puts you in a space where you are happy. And, you know, I think that people need to be honest with themselves to say, is this really what I want? Or am I actually just doing this for the clicks?
Yeah, I think doing it for, and I think it's worse now because we do have social media and we do have that instantaneous mm-hmm. gratification of that dopamine of mm-hmm. getting likes.
Yeah.
You know, and people liking it. And it's, you know, I guess it's the same thing. It's like, why are people liking these pictures?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know if I post a picture of somebody who's attractive, it's going to get a lot of likes, like,
yeah.
But it's not necessarily, the picture could be average,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, it's like you post a picture of a newborn. It doesn't have to be a great newborn picture. Babies are cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, it's not amazing photography sometimes. It's just like, it's an amazing subject.
The subject, yeah.
You know, so, you know, but if your motivation for shooting babies is I'm going to create timeless memories for a family,
yeah.
you know, hey, I think that's pretty good motivation.
Yeah.
And that motivation is going to get you to, you know, work to take great pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But if your motivation is just likes, you know, I don't know how much you're going to worry about increasing your skill set if, you know, you're getting likes.
Right, right.
You know, and I see that a lot with photographers. They're hot. And they get a lot of likes. And then, I don't know, people are fickle. They just move on to the next thing and they're not as hot. And mm-hmm. they struggle after that. You know, they don't want to shoot once the likes stop.
Yeah.
You know, so I think you really, really need to question your motivation. It's the, you know, the biggest thing I saw was, well, one of the biggest things was with film photography. And I feel like there were a lot of people that sucked at photography. And mm-hmm. they went over to film because they saw a lot of, let's be honest, there's a lot of trash photography in the film photography community that people are justifying by tones and vibes. Mm-hmm. And the fact
that it's shot on film, it's like, oh, wow.
And the fact that, the fact that you got an image
is,
we're going to applaud you because you got a picture to come out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's, and there are people who are making amazing photography on film, but there's a lot of trash,
yeah.
you know, and I think there became this kind of trash like in community, like, hey, we're going to support the bad photography we're doing on here by saying, oh, look at the tones and look at the vibes. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. we're going to find trashy film to shoot. We're going to find like really old film and we'll shoot expired film and the images will come out like barely discernible. And we're like, oh, that's amazing. You know? It's like the whole thing of like the garage band that goes around and all the garage bands support each other and they play really bad music and they all clap for each other. Mm-hmm. Like that's where we're at with film photography. And it's like, yeah, your motivation was, again, I'm not good at this, but I can be, you know, just passable, mediocre. And people are like, oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. The vibes, the tones. And then, you know, with that, it became also more about the gear you had or have than it was actually making images. Like people posting more pictures of their camera than actually the images they made with the camera. Yeah. So
the porn,
you
know,
what's your motivation, right? It's kind of like, yeah, I'm motivated to doing film photography because I know I can show off what I have. And that makes me feel good. It's not necessarily about doing the photography. It's about having these cameras and showing off like, hey, looky what I got that you don't have that you want type of deal. So, you know, and Father's Day, it's a life lesson. Always question your motivations.
Yes.
You know, why are you doing it? Just ask why. Why am I really doing this thing that I'm doing? You know, because I see people doing things that are supposed to be fun and they're not. I never see them having fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I always say like things that are supposed to be fun. When it stops being fun, you should stop.
Mm-hmm. It's time to move
on. You know, you move on to something else that is enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know, I got caught up in the, you know, shooting, posting, looking for acceptance, like, oh, they're going to love this when I post it. And then when I post it and they don't love it, I would feel some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we all have,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, most have gone through that, like looking for validation from, you don't know who these people are,
yeah,
you know, but, you know, and that went from there, but I was like, you know, my motivation now, especially with shooting film and stuff, is just like, it's really about the archive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say like things I shoot may not be cool now, but 20 years, they're going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were going to be looking at this like, oh man, this is amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff from even 2000, you know, I know it's like crazy. 2000 was 23 years ago. That's crazy.
It's a long time ago, but it's
a long time ago.
It still has 2000 in the name.
Yeah, but if you look back at like some of the images and stuff that were made back then,
mm-hmm.
you know, nothing looks the same. You know, if you look at a cell phone, like somebody on a cell phone from 2000, you're like, oh my god, this is super retro. Like, you know, but it's like just those little things that, you know, historical documentation and. Mm-hmm. archiving stuff just for myself and my family. Like that's my motivation a lot of time for going out and shooting. So when I was looking for the likes, what I was shooting, why I was shooting, all that was skewed, you know, all that was skewed. And I wasn't honest with myself saying that I'm like, nah, I'm trying to shoot this film. No, you're trying to get likes,
yeah.
you know? Yeah. And when you move away from, that acceptance and that dopamine of the likes. And I think you start to create work that really works for you.
Yep.
And that's really, you know, to me, that's dope. Like, you know, if you made something from the heart, nobody can tell you, you know, if it's good or bad.
Right.
You know, it's what you wanted to do. And eventually that will come through. Sadly, we like to recognize people after they die, but you know, you see work of artists that, yeah. you know, they were creating these works and they're amazing.
And they just kept going at it, actually.
They kept going, and they weren't getting any likes. And, you know, and they weren't selling anything. But now that, you know,
now we give them they pass,
we like dead people. So yeah. We like to spend a lot of money on what dead people did and had and all that stuff. So, but yeah, so, you know, get good, get great. And master the stuff that you have right in front of you. Always say, you know, whatever you have is enough. You know, make it work. And this comes from a gearhead. Like, I love gear. Mm. You know, I love gear, but I found that when I scale down what I'm using, you know, when I used to pack everything to go out to shoot, when I scale it down, I do better, mm-hmm. you know, cause I'm just focused. It's less gear to focus on. You know, I do workshops where I tell photographers, bring one camera, mm-hmm. one lens, that's it.
Yeah.
Don't bring anything else. No reflectors, no like none of that stuff. Nothing.
Yeah.
Just going out to shoot, yeah. like focus on this one camera, one lens. And it forces you to get good with mm-hmm. your camera and the lens, and you push it to the extremes to kind of be creative.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you do that, you realize you don't need a bunch of stuff to make great images.
Exactly.
You know, it was like, you know, a lot of the photographers that are like hailed today, they had one camera and one lens.
Mm-hmm.
And they did everything with shot. With, yep. you know, like... It's just like, you know, an old Leica and a 50 millimeter.
Yep.
That's it. Everything, you know, in natural light.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, you know, and question your motivation. When you pick that camera up, why are you doing what you do?
Yeah.
And I think if you're honest with yourself, then you can do what you do to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
You know, but don't fool yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Don't fool yourself and be honest with the people that you're working with and you're around. It's just like, yeah, if you want to shoot women in thongs, just be like, hey, I just really want to shoot you in a thong, and you'll have a great shoot. Like, you know, it's going to be a yes or a no.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if your motivation, right? But if your motivation is to shoot her in a thong and she's wearing a dress and you're trying to coax her and you're being all weird, then yeah, you're a weirdo.
Yeah. And just get don't be weird.
Because yeah, just throw the camera away. You're a weirdo and a creep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
But,
please
know,
and thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. But, you know, but just be honest with yourself and everybody around you, mm-hmm. you know, and that will make you create some really good work and work with the stuff that you have, you know, build your kit slow
mm-hmm.
and add on as you need it. You know, don't go and buy, you know, this lens and this light and that light, and then don't know how to use any of it right. effectively.
Yeah. You'll be frozen in indecision with all the choices.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool to say, all right, I'm going out to shoot. I got my camera. I got this camera and two lenses. So I can't really, you know, that's it. So, yeah, just keep it simple.
Yep.
Keep it simple. In an era where things are getting more advanced and more complicated, with AI and technology moving so fast and the price of things coming down and, you know, being able to obtain a lot of stuff a lot easier. I mean, Amazon, you can order it right now and get it later today. it's the temptation to add on to your gear and not really thinking that's where the answer lies. It always lies in you, in your skill set. And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I don't know how to do this. You know, can you help me out? And I know there's a lot of photographers that are dicks, but there's a lot of cool ones out there too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a dance, but you can dance around. Mm-hmm. I was going to say dance around the dicks, but that's
so. That's a different show.
That was a different show. I was just like, wait, that's not going to sound great. I caught myself. And this is the thing with motivation, put the right energy out there, have the right motivation, you'll attract the right people. Mm-hmm. Right. If you have the wrong motivation, creepy vibes, you'll attract the creeps. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Podcasts like this, and there's a lot of other cool people available wherever you are in the world. We have the internet. You can connect with them. I've connected with people online that I ask questions to that I've never met. Super cool people. I have even sent me gear to help me out. I do film camera repair. Met somebody online. They sent me a whole bunch of he's like, oh, I'm getting out the business. Sent me all his repair gear, his repair manuals and all that. I've never met this person. Yeah. So like I said, there's really cool people out there. So
yes,
there's help, but you need to have the proper motivation for what you're doing. Cause then you'll put out the right energy, the right vibes, and then you'll be able to attract the crew that you need to help you get where you want to get.
Absolutely.
But just be honest with yourself.
Yes.
That's how we met.
Yes. Absolutely.
cool vibes. <Yeah. laughs> you attract the right people.
Yes, indeed.
So that's my Father's Day rant.
So all you poppies, get good, get great, and master what's in front of you.
All the poppies and mommies can discriminate against the mommies.
Yes, all you mommies.
That just sounds bad. All you poppies and mommies. That's hilarious. Oh, man. Wow. Okay. So we can't. Oh, man. I could just imagine this. You poppies and mommies. So much to get out there. We're like, what? yeah. Oh, man. That's how I'm going to start it at. Next time I'm talking at an elderly facility.
Don't forget put your glasses on while you're doing it. Put it down a little bit while you're looking at them.
They were like, are you poppies and mommies? Let me tell you. All right, kids. That was career day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, career day. Oh, man. But yeah. But any big plans for Father's Day?
No. Just going to sleep. You?
I'm probably going to go out and shoot.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my day. I just go shoot some film. That's my downtime.
Nice.
Just kind of
decompression time.
Yeah, just kind of disconnect, you know?
Yeah. I am going to go photo walking if the rain doesn't hit. Yesterday, I was supposed to go photo walking. I was going to go Zen walk. The rain hit us hard, so we'll see what. Florida, you know how it is.
Yeah.
It's not real here.
Yeah, we actually, it's crazy. We had rain yesterday too, off and on, out the blue. But today's supposed to be pretty good. So go find somewhere cool to walk around, take a few pics, and, hopefully get to relax.
Yep.
Because, you get I know it's Father's Day, but I know you're trying to relax, but. Yeah. No rest for the wicked.
No, none.
I see that motivation. Hilarious. All right. Until next time. Oh, we didn't tell people where to find us.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know by now, you can find me at www.devonwarrenphoto.com and at Devon Warren Photo on all social media that matters.
Cool beans. And I'm cwdailyphoto.com. Or CW Daily at everywhere that matters. And come yell poppy at me.
Please don't. That's attracting the wrong energy. Because
we're finding Clay's motivation now.
Yes. Because I could just see the person. Because you're going to have a. Hey, Bobby. That's you. That's gonna happen.
I was gonna say no. Let you keep moving.
You're not ready for that smoke. We're really dancing around the dicks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Big time. Yeah. On that note.
On that note.
Yeah, till next time.
Ciao.
Ciao.